Second date update, 93.9 The Beat. Okay, so we just heard Jim's story a few minutes ago. Had this date with Melissa. He was texting on his phone. Jim, that's a no-no. Come on. Like, look, I'm addicted to my phone as much as anybody, but not on the first date, dude. So I got Melissa's phone number. We're going to try to call her, see if maybe something else happened on the date or if it's the texting thing that that is the reason she's not calling him back.
Hello?
Hey, Melissa, it's Jay Michaels over at 93.9 The Beat.
Oh, hi. Wow. Wow, did I win something?
No, you didn't win anything. I was actually calling you this morning to talk about the date that you went on with Jim.
Oh, yeah, no thanks.
Okay, just really quick, Melissa, Jim asked us to call. Did everything go okay on the date?
Yeah, look, I'm not going to talk about this with you, okay?
Are you sure? Jim just wants to know what he did wrong, like just a little bit of closure.
Yeah, look, I told you I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it. Okay, so you guys can just go get a life.
Oh, okay. Jim, are you there?
Yeah.
What did you do? Did something else happen besides?
Oh my God.
Did you say something else besides just looking on your phone all day or all dinner?
Now I'm really racking my brain because I have no idea why she would react like that. I was actually looking forward to going on a second date. I mean, the only thing I can think of is that maybe she thought that I was, you know, lying and, you know, I don't know, like texting with a girl, but I wasn't. And I don't understand why she's not.
You paid for dinner, right? And you didn't break any of the rules of talking about an ex or doing anything wrong.
No. I mean, right. I totally paid for dinner. I mean, besides checking the phone, I thought I was a perfect gentleman, you know?
Well, dude, I'm sorry. Hopefully, you know, next date, leave the phone in the car.
Yeah.
First for me, I've never been told to get a life and hung up on the radio. Jim, good luck to you.